Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. So glad you're with us today. We're going to be in the studio for 2 hours. So you've got a couple of hours here. And, you know, our first hour, just an amazing special guest that we're having on today. It's the launch of his brand new book, and how thrilling to be part of this launch. We're talking about one of New Life's favorites, Max Lucado. Now, Max has... I have 11 million books in print. I'm really so happy about that. Max has 140 million books in print, and all of his.
Now
are
that'll
good.
Make you unhappy, so, Steve, right?
Yeah, no, it could, but I'm it happy could. For what I have. But anyway, the brand new book, How Happiness Happens, is what we're going to be talking about. Now, if you have a question, maybe you're stuck, maybe you're in the midst of despair, depressed, maybe suicidal, this would be a great program for you to call and let us talk with you and Max. And we're going to get everybody that calls, we're going to give you a copy of this book. And of course, we have it available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. But right now, I want to welcome in just one of the people of the world that make the world a better place. I admire greatly, Max Lucado. Max, welcome to New Life.
Oh, hello, my friend. How are you? It's always such a treat to hear your voice, and it's a great honor to be on the program.
Well, Max, I've got to tell people that we just got off a great trip. Max joined us on an outing for men that we did at New Life, and Max, it was such a delight to have you there. Thank you for joining us for that. It was so much fun.
That's like saying thank you for eating ice cream.
Yeah.
You guys, you're the best. I mean, to get to go on play golf for 3 days, oh, my goodness, in the beautiful, area of Oregon right there on the coast.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Still smiling. I'm just still Me too. Smiling. I didn't want to come back.
Well, all the guys loved having you there, and we do this for men, and then my wife is doing a trip with women. She's going to do, and because we don't want to leave them out at all. But one of the things that happened on this trip, Max, is over dinner we were having a discussion, and we started talking about the tragedy of the increase in suicides in our society. And many of you, you've seen this statistic. Suicides are up 33% since 1999, where people have more access to solutions than ever before. But one of the, you know, after we talked about that, I did my homework as to why. And, you know, I've never seen a society where we have so much self-obsession. And self-obsession is always a dead end. You've written a book on happiness, and it's how to make it happen. It's called How Happiness Happens. Self-obsession isn't the way. We're going to talk about what you've laid out as how to have happiness. And I'm telling you, it's powerful, people, and it goes against our normal thinking. So, Max, hang on, and if you want to join us, if you've got a question about happiness, depression, sadness, it's 1-800-229-3000. As I said, anybody that calls, we're going to give you a copy of How Happiness Happens. Also, a gift of any amount, I'll send this to you. I'll send this book to you, gift of any amount, and it is an amazing book. Max is literally the number one best-selling Christian inspirational author. I don't know of anybody that sells more books because they help you. It's easy to apply. And we're going to talk about a lasting happiness that outlasts loneliness, despair. Join us.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn with Dr. Jill Hubbard. Our phone number, 1-800-229-3000. Max Lucado is on with us. Brand new book. We love this book, How Happiness Happens. Makes you happier just reading it. But Max, let's talk about this. Why do you think it is so hard for people to find the happiness they're looking for?
I think the answers are, there's a myriad of answers, but the one that seems to bubble to the surface the most is that we live in a day in which we are exposed to a barrage of the most sophisticated advertising, marketing strategies in all of human history. Yeah. And every few moments, you and I are told that we will be happy if, we will be happy if. Mm-hmm. Advertising only works if it convinces me that I'm not happy. I don't buy a new car if I'm happy with the one I have. So advertising has to convince me that I'm not happy. And I may think I'm happy with my bald spot till somebody tells me I'm not, and all of a sudden I've got to fix that. I think most of us are a bit oblivious to the fact that we are under constant attack. And maybe that's a heavy word, but it's a barrage at least of advertisers whose sole aim is to create a sense of discontent. It's never been that way. Steve, you and I are in that generation that grew up with the first generation that grew up on television, and now our kids are growing up with the internet, and so we're getting it more than any other time in our history. What happens is when I'm told that happiness is only an acquisition away or a proposal away or a promotion away. And then when I get that, I buy that, I marry that person, or I receive that promotion, and then I'm not happy, that sets me up for disappointment and cynicism. And I get on this cyclical thing that if I get that, I'll be happy. Now I'm not happy. And at some point you say, okay, there is no happiness out there. I've tried it all. And I think that's when the despair kicks in and it's really a tough situation.
Well, I want to add to that because I'll give you an example. I know a couple, if you go to their Facebook page, you look at the things that they do and look at those photos, they look like the happiest people in the world. In fact, there are comments about they're so happy. You guys have it all together, your family. And I know, because they've come to me, I know the situation of this family. They're dying. They're miserable, and you go to the Facebook and you look at people's pictures, and you think everybody else is happy but me, and you're really comparing yourself to something that isn't true. at all. Don't you think that adds to
it? It's kind of a trap, too, right? You set up this false facade, and then how do you let people know the truth?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Maybe we should all post unhappy pictures.
Yeah,
of our
I know. I was thinking that, Max. That's not really the answer, right?
Because do your neighbor a favor. Tell him what it's really like. Oh, it's
here's
so
the
true.
Real me. I'm out of bed at 5:30 a.m.
Well, in this book, you've taken 10 different areas that we ought to be to each other or do for each other, focusing on others. And of the 10, such as encourage one another and build up one another and being patient with each other, praying for each other, there's only one that's kind of a negative. It's actually a great strength, but it's kind of a negative. And it's this one about admonishing one another. And I think there are people who think their spiritual gift is admonishing other or being critical or whatever. They're professional admonishers or something. And you can really get off balance if you think it's your job to fix, correct, cure, change, and the only thing in any of this book you latch on to is admonish one another. Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Well, I can, but no, you guys are you excel in admonishment. I really mean that. I think New Life excels in admonishment because admonishment is essentially changing the way a person sees a problem. Mm-hmm. The word comes from an idea of renewing the mind. It's that same idea out of Romans chapter 12. We're helping a person see our problems in a different way. We admonish them. Now, encouragement says you're going to be okay. We're pulling for you. We're standing with you.
Right.
And so I like to say admonishment is high-octane encouragement because it takes it up a notch and says, okay, I'm standing with you, but here's how you got to fix this, or here's the right way to solve it. It's not top-down. You're not looking down on a person. You're standing shoulder to shoulder and saying, now, from experience, let me tell you how you can deal with this. And so I think when we admonish somebody, we're really just calling forth the best from them as we would when we would encourage them, but then we're adding to it a layer of practical direction on how to get out of this challenge.
Yeah, it goes beyond just negative criticism. You know, my wife is a great admonisher because I'll hear her, people call her, she does groups, life recovery groups at our church, and I'll hear her talk to them, and she'll move them away from focusing on the guy's problem, the husband's problem, whatever, to now how are we going to work with you in you working on your stuff in relation to this? And I just think it's really the embodiment of admonishment, where we're redirecting, helping them see, well, wait a second, there's not a lot I can do over there right now, but I can do something with me. And that leads you, I think it always leads us to a place of happiness and satisfaction when I'm doing what I can with what I've got.
Mm-hmm. I think a great example of admonishment in the life of Jesus is when he was talking to Mary and Martha when Lazarus had died. And he's within, a short walk, maybe even in the cemetery, close to the burial place. And there, right in the middle of such sadness, he said, I'm the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will not die. Do you believe this? I mean, that's a pretty starchy statement right there. And I think what he's doing is he's calling on Mary and Martha to hold on to what they believe, to trust him. It's a lot more than just a there, it's going to be okay. But he's saying, now, do you believe this? He's changing, he's reminding them. He's changing the way they see that grave. He's changing the way they think. And there are opportunities that we have to do this with people. But we must be respectful, We must mm-hmm. do it, especially in times in which we've somewhat been invited into the conversation.
Yes.
I think we can really be purveyors of truth in difficult situations and help people through their circumstances.
Especially if our motive is right, that we really are
exactly.
purely wanting to help there. You know, two things from our trip. One is we were walking along and we were talking about this concept of acceptance. And Romans 15:7, as you lay out here, says for us to accept one another. And, you know, when we accept one another, we're also accepting, maybe I need to change myself in relation to someone else. But let's talk about acceptance for a little bit, because I really do think of all the concepts here, this could be perhaps the most powerful life lesson, this lesson of I've got to come to a place of accepting my reality, accepting the people in my life, accepting the challenges ahead. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I sure can. If you'll promise to share what you shared that night at dinner, that great statement that you gave, that should be on everybody's bumper sticker. It's so good.
Well, I'll just share it real quick.
I feel like the rest of us missed out, you guys. Well, sounds like just so much fun.
I quoted a Bill W. quote where he said in the big book of AA, he said, acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. And, you know, if you expand that word acceptance out there, you can really see why that was such a powerful concept for him to introduce. But let's talk about happiness and acceptance.
Yeah, and there's so much to that, you know, accepting the situation in which I find myself. There's so many things that today, just right now, none of us can change.
No.
I didn't get consult. Nobody from heaven called me today and said, what kind of weather do you want?
Right.
I have to
right.
accept the circumstances. And so why complain and be bitter about it?
Yes.
There's so many things beyond my control. I can't really control right now who is in a political office. I might cast a vote, but ultimately my vote is just one of many. So why do I let that suck me under? So understanding that there are certain things that I simply must accept. It's not acquiescing in the sense of I'm giving up on life. It's being honest about the realities of life.
So it's not,
it
doesn't mean that you like it necessarily. Sorry, Max.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Acceptance isn't, I like this now and I believe this. It's you're accepting the truth of what is.
Exactly. It does mean I'm not going to let it suck the joy out of my life. That's basically
Yeah.
It does mean I'm not going to let it do the liposuction of my happiness.
There you go.
You know.
Well said.
I love that verb.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. All right. Well, let's go to the phones and let's talk to one of our callers here. And let's talk with Ann. She's calling from Phoenix, Arizona, and really glad that you called us here today, Ann. Hi. You're on with Max Lucado, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Steve Arterburn here. Hi.
Hi.
What's the question for us? Hi, Lee. Hello.
I just have a question. I just have a comment if you could talk about the elderly who are being barbaged, marketed into going into homes as if that's going to be happiness. Could you speak on that?
So you're saying that they're told there's a better life, and so maybe they leave their friends and things. I can see what that sometimes that might not be a great move, but I also know that for some that has kind of opened up a whole new life for them. Max, you have a thought about that, moving, leaving, changing toward the end of life?
Yeah, and I'd be so curious to wonder the context of the question, because sometimes what the parents want to do and what maybe their children or their siblings want them to do are two different things. And I think that this phrase, accept one another, can come in to play at this point because we're all so different. We can't assume that just because we're all in the same family, we're alike. In fact, I'm surprised how many times I'm talking to people who have issues with their siblings. We expect that our siblings are going to be our best friends, and sometimes they're just not. And it could be the same with parents, and they're ready to make a move. We don't want them to. We think it's a wrong decision. So I think the thing to do is to create an opportunity in which you can genuinely hear what is going on. You listen intently to somebody. To accept somebody does not mean you agree with them, but it does mean you accept their right to make a decision, and you humble yourself to the point where you say, help me to understand. I think that's one of the most practical phrases. Help me to understand what led you to this point. And engage in that kind of conversation and see if you can't reach some type of appreciation for their desire.
Well, that's right out of Galatians 5:15, and truly serving one another by listening, hearing, and regarding that other person and where they are, rather than just thinking we've got to have the right answer. And I'm going to send you a copy of this amazing book, How Happiness Happens. You could order the book, a gift of any amount. I'll send you this book, our way of saying thank you for supporting New Life. Our phone number, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back right after this. We'll be in the studio for a couple hours. 1-800-229-3000, the book, How Happiness Happens. It's a good one.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. And, you know, Max talks about marketers knowing that we love trophies and we need cars and we want to be happy with losing weight and clothes and dating and all these kinds of things. And it really can set us up to be very, very unhappy. But look, if you've been wanting a resource that isn't just about joy, you know, the Bible talks a lot about joy, and we start to think, yeah, I can be joyful in spite of all these horrible things. But this is about happiness. And you know, there's so many great scriptures about happiness. Proverbs 31:10 says, wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly. That's Proverbs 3:18. And 1 Peter 3:10 says, if you want to enjoy life, see many happy days, and keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. And so much of this is about how we interact with people. Are we patient with them? That brings happiness. How do we greet them? How do we pray for each other and accept each other? And you know, one of the my favorite chapters, Max, is this chapter on the sweet sound of a second fiddle. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Well, there are several of the passages, the one and other passages, that urge us to take the posture of a servant with others, to regard others as more important than ourselves. And something happens when we surrender and resign from that aggressive posture that says, I have to be noticed, I have to be best, I have to be recognized. Mm. And when we say, you know, I'm going to take the lower level here, and I'm going to try to make other people feel important. It's a beautiful thing. Jesus actually one time said, when you go to a feast, just take the lowest seat in the table. They always seat people by importance. You take the less important. If you get promoted, great. If you don't, you don't notice it. It's one of the most practical comments that Jesus ever gave. I've been on both sides of this, Steve. I think I've done it well on occasions, but there's been a few occasions when I felt like I needed everybody to notice me. And what I've noticed in those situations is that I never get noticed enough. If I want to be applauded, the applause is never loud enough. If I want to be thanked, I never hear a thank you genuine enough. So it's a sure path to unhappiness if I want to position myself over others.
Right, every it doesn't time. Really hit the real need that's inside.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Every time I'm sitting around expecting someone else to change, waiting for them to change, I am destroying the happiness that I have. And, you know, one of the things that you talk about is if you're happy, your odds of having a strong marriage are higher, so lower odds of divorce. Your ability to work better is there. You're healthier and more successful. And you talked to me about, out on the golf course, about this be encouraging of one another. The impact that encouragement, that the scientists have discovered, the researchers, the impact that encouragement has on an athlete. It's pretty incredible what positive encouragement can do for someone.
It really is. And I found this in one of the great theological journals of our day, Sports Illustrated.
There you are.
I'm not, but it really was. The sports psychologist was talking about secrets of successful coaching, and Barbara Fredrickson's her name, and she pointed out that coaches who encourage their players actually cause their peripheral vision to widen, to expand. Coaches who berate and discourage their players cause that vision, that capacity to see, to narrow. So she points out that if you want your, batter to increase the odds of him or her getting a hit, before they go up to play, tell them, hey, you're doing a great job. Give them a word of encouragement. Hmm. If you want that soccer player to increase their odds of missing the net, the goal, just yell at them. Tell them how bad they're doing. It has a physical effect upon us. Encouragement brings the best out in us, and discouragement has a way of bringing the worst out in us.
It really does. And
so true.
You know, if you are married to someone and you want them to be a better partner, try criticizing them, putting them down, telling them they're horrible. You decrease their ability to see and perceive all that is there. Encourage them. Their peripheral vision will absolutely grow and increase, and they'll be able to see you, hear you, want to be with you more. So just like a guy getting up to bat, you criticize him, he's going to do worse. You criticize the husband, or the husband criticizes the wife, the result is not going to be good. All right, let's go to one more caller here. Let's go to Dana, Louisville, Kentucky. WFIA is the station. Hi, Dana.
Hello.
Oh, there's the music. Maybe you could ask us a question, and then we could think about it over the break.
Okay. I'm not for sure really the question. It's just the happiness and depression is very overwhelming in my life.
Okay.
And
you know, I'm a Christian at faith, and mm-hmm. but I step way too far back and just crawl in a hole. Mm-hmm. And
okay.
Yeah, well, that's a hard place to be, Dana.
We're going to give you some help. And so I want you to hold on. And plus, I'm going to send you this book because you called us, and I'm really glad that you have. Maybe that's where you are today. You just tend to crawl back in a hole rather than move forward. Well, we're going to help you here. The title of the book, it's Max Lucado's How Happiness Happens. It's wonderful.
Most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and I just want to mention this before we go to Dana here. If you are really struggling, this is a great book for you. And if you can order it, a gift of any amount, I'll send it to you, How Happiness Happens. This weekend, I'm in Dallas, and I'm doing the Finding Freedom workshop. And if you are stuck, if you're depressed, if you don't know some of the other things other than just medication or whatever you're doing, you call us right now. There are scholarships available. We'll find a way to get you there. It's Finding Freedom. And I'm going to be doing that, and I've got some very special material on how we get out of whatever situation we're in and move on to the next level where we can experience fulfillment and be part of God's mission and ministry that He's designed just for us. What a great thing when we go from no purpose to experiencing fulfillment. But Dana, you called, and you've really been struggling with depression for a lot of your life. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Life. Mm-hmm.
When you crawl in
I
a hole.
A very, yeah.
Now go ahead.
It started probably when I was young, a very dysfunctional, broken home, and there was abuse. And I came to forgiveness, but I wasn't very close with my parents until my mother was about 60, and she left. Mm. She left her husband at the time that was abusive, and she was with him since I was probably 3.
Oh.
And I forgave all that and became really close with my mother. And she had passed away 3 years ago on Christmas. And it even made it worse because I felt like I didn't have enough time with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Well, that's heartbreaking, Dana, because it sounds like you just kind of got her back, like you were just really forging a relationship with her that was different than all those years before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Dana, I raised two boys, and they didn't have grandparents because I didn't, you know, trust issues and yeah. stuff like that. But, yes.
Well, talk to us about crawling in the hole, you say. Is mm-hmm. that a sense or a feeling of shame that causes you to want to do that? What is that about?
Well, it's just feeling so sad you don't feel like doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't enjoy life because you're just so sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, Max, do you have some kind of encouragement for her as you're hearing this? And then, Jill, maybe you've got some insight here also. But, Max, what do you think when you hear of someone that just they abuse
yeah.
and not connected to a parent for so long?
Yeah, yeah. And that parent is intended to provide that emotional stability and security that all of us
mm-hmm.
need.
Yes.
My precious wife, Deanlin, battled depression for several years back in her 30s, which is several decades ago, and I remember watching that as it would take my wife, who's so outgoing, and it made it where she said that there was a dark cloud over
mm-hmm.
her
mm-hmm.
everywhere she went, and I learned then that sometimes the simple admonishment of "Come on, get happy. Come on, mm-hmm. get over it." It just doesn't work. In fact, that does more damage.
That makes it worse.
It does. It does. And I want to be careful because a book like How Happiness Happens, I sure don't want to make it sound like this is a recipe. There are occasions when we really need professional help, and you have people like New Life Ministries that exist to provide that in-depth assistance. That they do in such an extraordinary fashion. I cannot endorse New Life Ministries more than I do. It's just such a gift. Many of us, maybe most of us, however, can benefit greatly by just taking some practical steps of trying to help other people. There truly is some wonderful healing that happens when we reach out to others. And we engage with them. And Jesus said, it's really better to give than receive. He used the word, it's more blessed. And that's the word from which we get the word happiness. That it's more happiness happens when we give. And so even in those times, Dana, which world seems so dark, if I could encourage you to maybe consider staying in touch with a community of people, doing something for other people that is in line with your ability. You have something to give them that nobody else can. You can speak from a life experience because of what you've been through that somebody else will benefit from your wisdom. And I think you'll find some joy as you help other people who are passing through this difficult situation such as you.
Well, I couldn't agree more that so often, the only happiness starts to emerge when we finally say, okay, this, what do I have here? I have a story. And just being able to reach out to another person, let them know that they're not alone, can benefit me so greatly. And, of course, it benefits the other person. And now I have fulfillment. And I look at the mistakes I've made in my life, and as I've been open about those mistakes, and I've seen people say, well, you know, I can relate to you because you tell us about the mistakes, then I think, okay, God can use anything. And I'm going to hope that for you, Dana, that you'll look at the exercise, look at whatever medication you need, come to our Finding Freedom, and I'm going to send you this great book. It's a great one. Jill, you
have a comment? Can I just say a couple of things for Dana? Dana, first of all, it's really important when you want to crawl into that hole that you have somebody that you can reach out to, even if you don't feel like it.
Yeah, that's so true.
And that you have somebody, at least one person in your life, and that could be a therapist, and I'm assuming that you probably do, that really gets it. Because you don't need anyone convincing you out of your depression. You need someone really understanding it, entering into it with you, and not being afraid of it. And that gives you hope. When someone comes along, like Max said earlier, shoulder to shoulder, and walks with you in it. Then once you have that, I think you can then start to apply some of the things that the guys are saying.
All right. I hope that's helpful to you. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. We're here another hour and 20 minutes if you want to join us. Right now, a source of hope for a lot of people, Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, let's talk about our need here for a few minutes for support for New Life.
I will do that. I want to just say hi to Max, too, because we had a great time
Larry.
On that trip. Yeah. So thanks for being with
great
us, Max.
To. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, it's a need. I mean, we're run by donations. Donations drive the ministry that cause people to find life change. And if you believe in what we do and you believe that people's lives are different because you give, then we need you to give. So that's about as strong as I want to put it today. There's a lot of things I'd like to say and want to say. I don't want to take away from the calls, but I do have two things. Quick testimony. Just a couple sentences. I heard one of your messages about taking your life back. It was powerful and meaningful. After living for 30 years in darkness, homosexuality, prostitution, sexual brokenness, transgenderism, drug addiction, alcoholism, trauma, and tragedy. That's one person.
God. Wow.
There's nothing more joyful than having God stop you in your tracks and give you exactly what you've been asking for and seeking your entire life. So.
Wow.
That's why
that
we do what we do. Now,
I want
to just let everybody know we are going to do an online auction. It starts 1 week from today. Later today, we're going to send an email out. If you're on our email list, you'll get an email with a link where you can go to the auction site and start previewing the items. We've got something for everybody. There are travel items. We've got weekends and vacation homes. We've got a cruise. We have collectibles like a 20,000 baseball card collection. We've got sailing experiences. We've got a fabulous camera and lenses, just all kinds of stuff. And we're hoping it'll be a way that might take some of the pressure off coming into radio here and asking for money all the time.
Trying to be creative in getting the support here. Well, you hear the music starting. If you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You could join Club New Life. Gift of $30 a month does that. One-time gift, any amount, I'll send you How Happiness Happens. It's Max's brand-new book. Love this book. Or you could order it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. By the way, that person mentioned the impact of Take Your Life Back. Well, that was co-authored with me and Dave Stoop. And Dave's not been feeling well lately, so I want you to pray for him. Also, many of you know my Aunt Mary and Uncle Charles. And Uncle Charles died this past weekend, and I'll be going down there for his funeral. Pray for our family and my mom. He was one of the greatest men that has ever walked the face of the earth, Charles Ponder. We'll be back after this.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterman here. Our guest is Max Lucado, the author of How Happiness Happens. And I would just tell you, anybody could get better, a little bit better or a lot better from this book. There's something in here for you. Gift of any amount, I'll send it to you, or you could order a copy from 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. Before I let Max finish up and tell us about some part of the book he loves the most, let's go to Jeff, Long Beach, California. He listens on KKLA. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to New Life Live.
Thank you. My question is kind of a sad one in a sense, where we just lost a pastor down here at Harvest. Who committed suicide. He was actually one of the advocates and took care of people that were having problems like that, such as myself and a big group of us, actually. I guess my question is, so I could be quick, is it really shocked a lot of us when the pastor came right out and said he's with the Lord right then. And we were all taught that's, if you have the faith, you're not going to commit suicide. And it for people on the edge, and there's a lot of people out there, our big group, it's really messing with some people's heads. Like, well, why should I continue to suffer if I'm going right to heaven? Why? If he can do it, and he got blessed, and so it created kind of a controversy that probably shouldn't be there, but. I guess I'll let me explain what you think.
Sure. Well, Max and I are about the same age, and we have witnessed this in other ministries and ministers, and it is a very stressful, it's a very tough situation to be in. Max, you have a comment about the pastor with Harvest there that committed suicide. Any thoughts on that? Well, we might have lost Max. I'm not sure. But let me just say, I was asking
Lucado.
If Max Lucado had a thought about it, but I might have we might have lost
I'm back,
that. Can,
Steve.
Oh, okay.
I'm back.
Did you have a thought about this pastor who took his own life, and he was an advocate for those getting counseling and getting help?
It just shows how difficult this life can be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And those who try to help others are not, excluded from the challenges that life brings about. Just two or three thoughts. Each one of them we could unpack for an hour, I think. But one is, I think when those we love, especially those who are trying to help others, take their lives, they're not making the right choice. It's just simply not the right choice. It's not. And I say that with deep, deep, as much compassion as I can muster.
Mm-hmm.
I've got dear friends who chose to take their lives, and I'm watching the long-term effects of that on their families that their families are living with now. So it's simply not the right choice. And then the second observation I would make is that when someone takes their life, it's really not them taking their life in the sense that they are in a position, they're in a dark, dark spot that is so dark that they
they are convinced they can't get out of it, and they're listening to voices that are telling them things that are simply not true. I do believe, however, if somebody takes their life, it's a sin. I do not believe it's an unforgivable sin. I think it's a sin. I think it's wrong. I think it's tragic. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to have consequences for generations to come. But I cannot get to the point where I would say that God's grace cannot cover that sin. Somebody who takes their life, if they're a follower of Christ, is received into the forgiveness of heaven. Because we're not saved by what we do or don't do. We're saved by what Christ does. That's what grace means.
Right. Yeah.
And I would hope that wouldn't give anybody the license to do it. But that's the truth about grace.
Right.
Well, here's what I know. I know that life itself is only created by God. Mm-hmm. I know His Word says that one day of life is the equivalent of 1,000 years. And if you feel like committing suicide, you don't know what is just around the bend or over the hill. And just don't do it today, because you want to be around to experience just how good life can be, even after years of despair. I know people who have been in institutions for decades who finally found that thing that helped them move beyond the despair. So I'm going to ask you to honor the life that God gave you. Don't do it today. You could always do it tomorrow. But when you get to tomorrow, don't do it tomorrow either. And hold on to the value of life that God has given you. Now, I'm going to send this book to you, and I think you're going to find something here. Our family had suicide in it, and I'm telling you, we still feel the impact of that tragedy, and it's regretful. And so don't do it. The aftermath of suicide is heartbreak, trauma, tragedy. It is more painful than anything I've ever seen. Now, Max, we don't have a lot of time left, but I wanted to give you some time to just talk about maybe one of the things that you're most grateful about on this book, one of the messages that you think is a powerful message for anybody, no matter what they're going through.
I think the fact that happiness is always a possibility, that happiness is always a possibility, and I think our conversation the last couple of minutes invites us to issue this reminder that we're never at a place that is so dark, that is so difficult, that God can't help us. Mm-hmm. And that happiness happens really when we give it away, when we reach out to others, whether it be something as simple as forgiving somebody, or something as simple as greeting somebody, or something as challenging as forgiving somebody. Mm-hmm. One of the studies I thought was most interesting is when researchers attached MRI scanners to people's brains and just had a conversation with them about doing good things for others. Just a conversation. And the very part of our brain that typically lights up when we're having joyful moments, the pleasure center of our brain, lit up just at the conversation.
Yeah.
And so happiness was happening to them, and they weren't even doing anything. They were just thinking about doing good things others.
Yeah.
And so I would just encourage everybody to think about it and then do it, and you'll find happiness begin to happen.
Mm. Amen. Well, let me remind everybody, you can't solve all the problems, but you can sure bring a smile to a few faces today, and there is happiness available to everybody. I think there's a great path you can follow right here in Happiness, How Happiness Happens by Max Lucado. How it happens and what to do about it. The title, you can get it from us, you can call us, a gift of any amount, or you can order it, How Happiness Happens. And let me say this, if you're stuck, you come join me in Dallas this weekend for Finding Freedom. It's going to be an amazing, amazing time. And then also in Southern California on October 5th, we're doing 12 Steps to Happier. It's our Life Recovery Conference. Max, I can't thank you enough for all you do. I'm thanking you on behalf of my family and all the folks that have loved the children's books that you've written, these books that you've written to address specific issues You're a great gift to all of us. And so thank you for being with us today. And I pray a blessing upon this book, How Happiness Happens.
Thank you, my friend. The honor is mine.
Thank you, Max. If you want to join us in the next hour, 1-800-229-3000. If you want a copy of this book, you want to find out about what we've got to offer you, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.